The following podcast contains strong language as well as substantial sexual and adult content. Listener discretion is advised, as well as always asking for consent. Hey, party people! Here at Browser History, not only do we like to have fun and talk about porn, cause duh, but we're also pretty thorough in our research. In our Gay for Pay episode, episode 2 if you haven't heard it yet, we ended up cutting a ton of material because the episode was too long. In this bonus episode, here is some of what didn't make the episode. First up are some cuts from when we were discussing different stars who may or may not be gay for pay and the studios that employ them.
Gay Hoopla, which is one of my personal favorites.
That sounds really fun. I'm really excited about Gay Hoopla.
So Gay Hoopla is one of the ones that last week I found the most of, like, so-and-so takes so-and-so's virginity.
Yeah. Okay. What's so funny is that this studio is also owned by the same one that's called Hot Guys Fuck. So it's
never even heard of that, but
no.
Sounds too obvious.
No, okay. But like, so
I like an obvious title.
So the guys here, like, it's all like, you know, really built, burly dudes like fucking each other.
I like how happy they are. Just if, like, look at my dick. It's every single picture. Hey, I'm a straight
but
man.
I've never fuck heard dudes. Of any Here's of these my models. Dick.
That's your loss. But no, a lot of these are, there's also a studio called Hot Guys Fuck, and it's these same dudes fucking women, but it's shot in a way that it's focused on them.
It's Straight Guys for Gay Eyes.
Kind of, yeah. But it's called Hot Dudes Fuck or Hot Guys Fuck
okay,
or something like that.
I think I have been there, actually.
Yeah, so it's the same guys. The same guys who are fucking each other are also, like, fucking chicks.
Well, it's like, is it Corman Fisher or Amateur College Men that has a
well, Corman Fisher definitely does, and I don't follow Amateur College Men.
It's
so.
One I haven't logged into in a long time.
Right. But, like, for Gay Hoopla, you have Gay Hoopla, and then you have Hot Guys Fuck or Hot Men Fuck or something like that, and it's the same dudes who are fucking chicks. So it's anecdotal. Yeah. So you have, like, anecdotal.
So it's the gay male gays, but it's men fucking women.
Exactly.
Huh,
which is
okay.
The same as Amateur
Porn.
College Men and Corbin Fisher, like, so yeah, so then this is Corbin Fisher, and it's a bunch of scenes, it's a lot of solos.
A lot of fucking solos. I mean, that's any site that has, like, a hot dude fucking a chick. Because even with Hot Guys Fuck, like, the girls are not that attractive. So next is, was it Rod Daily?
Oh, I missed that one.
Rod Daily, which honestly is such...
Rod Daily
such...
dead is a Google. Sorry.
Whoa. No, Rod Daily is just such a porn name. Such
it is.
A porn name. Are you going to look him up?
And he's a little more old school.
He is old, like, school. But, like, you know, you got to pay homage to the classics.
Which, based on this picture... I would fuck the fuck out of him.
I like him because he looks like a lion.
Like, super muscular. I feel like his heyday was, like, in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Fair, yeah. I mean, I feel like the recurring thing with a lot of these gay, not all, but a lot of these gay for pay stars is that they're huge. Like, big.
Muscular.
Yeah.
Usually have a big dick.
Mm-hmm.
We might.
Case, what?
We might take this out, but please Google if he is alive. Because I just the Google that I saw said Rod Daily dead.
Is he? Wait, hold on. We have no. I think our listeners deserve to know.
Well, I mean, Rod Daily left the porn industry because he
got it
contracted HIV.
Oh shit!
And he was dating a female porn star at the same time, and she got it around the same time. So there's been some controversy over, like, which one of them got it and gave it to the other.
Oh,
and they were the, like, in, oh god, it was in, like, the early 2010s, I think, that it caused sort of, like, a shutdown of the porn industry while they figured it all out and retested everybody. This is
William
Seed.
I mean, he is. I follow him. He is.
Oh yeah,
he's hot.
He looks like Kellen Lutz.
His dick does nothing for me.
He does.
He looks like Kellen Lutz. He looks like what I'd want. Kellen Lutz. What Kellen Lutz played.
Oh, Kellen Lutz. Yeah, I don't know the name of the character.
I can't think of the character right now. Yeah, because it's Kellen Lutz. So that's what I want that character to look like, even though I like Kellen Lutz. But they could change places every now and then and just make it a little
better. Or like a Cam Gigandet.
Or
whatever, however you say his name. That's how I said it.
He's Italian. I bet his dick is wonderful.
So Zeb Atlas is another like old school gay for pay, I guess, identifies as bi.
He's one of those like I don't do labels. He's like one of those I don't do labels people.
He's one of the I don't do labels people.
Which is
he's one of the like the
I've heard your argument. I'm trying
kind of porn stars where you like if your trapezoids are that big, I don't.
You mean your trapezius?
Whatever it is.
Trapezius?
That's a shape.
Your traps. If your traps are that big, what are you doing? Like, why do you need your shoulders to be that big? Like, what's wrong with you?
Speaking of other stars,
the opposite end of the physical spectrum is Jackson Wheeler.
Who's I like that.
Ooh,
I could curl up with him.
Hunky
muscular,
Jesus.
Hairy,
I love
Hunky
Jesus.
Seriously,
daddy vibes.
One of my favorite questions is to ask people to show me their Jesus that like if they ever wanted to fuck Jesus growing up. Because I did. And I make them show me a picture of the Jesus that they wanted to fuck because no one has told me they didn't want to fuck Jesus at one point.
I mean, if
you loved God, you really loved Jesus,
if you,
okay?
No, if you went to a church that had a half-naked man, like,
yeah.
Like, literally put on very prominent display in front of you week after week after week, and he didn't teach you something about yourself, then I don't want to fucking talk to you.
Jesus taught me.
So Jackson Wheeler, I guess, technically identifies as bi, but he stated that he would only have sex with men.
Why are you
without being
because
paid
I'm so mad. Like it's
in
just
a threesome
annoying
with another woman. Like that's the only way that he'll have sex with men without being paid. Like either he's doing a scene, he's escorting. But in his personal life, free, the only way he'll have sex with another man is if there's a woman present and it's a threesome.
I just get annoyed when people are reticent to wear the bi label. Obviously, because that's one that I subscribe to, doy. But like it is, because I know there is such a stigma attached to it within certain communities, I have to.
Well, also it's that the majority of people that want to question you of your bi-dom. I mean, so I've
that's
never had sex.
Episode,
I've never had
honey
sex with a woman, so I technically I can't say I'm bi.
True.
Even though I did terrible things to Barbie dolls growing up. But
good times, right? Now, this next clip is a bit longer because we had to cut it entirely from the episode. If you remember, several times throughout the episode, I mentioned the Broke Straight Boys documentary and how I forced myself to sit through the entire thing. Well, the actual discussion about it didn't make the cut, but here it is. Please enjoy our musings on Broke Straight Boys TV.
Broke Straight Boys did an entire series, I guess you
quote
could call
unquote
it. They did 8 episodes of a reality show of like behind the scenes of Broke Straight Boys, where you meet the people who you meet the founder, you meet the production coordinator, you meet the house mother, you meet all these boys. And it's 8 episodes. The first one's like 45 minutes and the rest are like 22. And it's terrible. Like it's manipulated in the same way that like The Bachelor would be.
Oh, fine.
Except not as good.
Like the editing makes no sense. The
and
drama
no one makes
is
fun of the people involved.
Exactly. And the drama is super.
That's my favorite thing about Bachelor is that they will make fun of. Like the editors are clearly making fun of some of the
exactly
contestants. It's
but
fantastic.
And like the drama is manufactured. Only it's not edited right. And they're trying to do certain storylines, but none of them ever like quite end up where they should in a satisfying way. And it is the epitome of toxic masculinity throughout the entire thing, where they're like, oh yeah, I'm a bro and I'm straight and I hate fucking dudes, but I'm here for the money. Like 75% of them have an accent.
Fun.
And yeah, and like even there's even one guy like in the like 6th or 7th episode, because God damn it, I watched all of them. And
yeah, you had nothing better to do.
I mean, I did have better things to do, but I was committed to the podcast.
Yay, proud of you.
Like, he is not released from his contract, but he's sent home for a month because his STD test came back inconclusive.
Inconclusive?
Okay. Right. So
that's not a thing. That's not a thing.
I mean, when the rapid testing is less than 7 days for every panel.
Okay.
Like, we couldn't test it that fast to be sure it was negative. Seems to be the thing.
Okay.
But, because Broke Straight Boys does both condom and bed rack, so they have to be rigid about it, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. rigid like a dick? Anyway.
Yeah. So, but there's a scene where he has been sent home, and he's packing up, and he's talking to this other guy, and he's like, you know what? Fuck them faggots. And you're like, and that was the moment that I was like, what the fuck just happened in this series? Because he, like, up until that point, he is like gung-ho for the whole experience. And yeah, he's straight and whatever, he's there to do what he's there to do. But the guys who are in this house, like, they have a friendly relationship with the people they're there to work with, like the director, the CEO, all these guys. And so to hear him say, fuck those faggots, it was one of the only moments in 8 episodes where I went, whoa.
Yeah.
What the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and then he's like, I'll tell you really what happened off camera. Like you're really like,
okay.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
we're totally interested now that you've just fucking obliterated all of your fan base.
Exactly.
Actually, I do have a question about, so there are, well, you know what? I don't actually know of many of my, none of my close friends, as I've talked to this before. There are a lot of men that I have had sex with before that want to try to dirty talk and think that shaming might be a fun thing. Oh. And I have to stop them very quickly and tell them, like, no, I'm not your slut. And no, I'm not your whore.
I see.
And we don't fucking do that. And then I ask if they would like me to hit them, and they say no. And I was like, because that would be something I'd be interested in that I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be.
Right.
Mm. So that's like a discussion that I find very fun during sex, for them to stop that. And the majority of women that I know don't like being called derogatory terms.
Yeah.
Are there gay men that are really into being called a faggot while they're fighting
fags? Absolutely.
Okay. There absolutely are.
Cool. Mm.
I am not one of them.
Neither am I.
Yeah. Marcus? Got it.
No.
Calm. But there are. There absolutely are.
Totally.
And
there's entire Tumblr blogs that you're like, you read the captions, you're like, I'm offended.
Yeah.
And there are.
And then back to this 8th episode or whatever, 8 episode situation. Mm-hmm. Do you think anyone came when he was like, fuck these faggots? And they were like,
well, No one's coming to this series.
No.
Because it is literally, it's the whole...
Well, that's boring.
Everything except the sex. Because it's the behind the scenes of the straight dudes. That's why. So there's these awkward segments where one of the company heads sits down with a couple of the boys and they ask them the stupidest questions. Like, are you gay or straight? Have you ever reconsidered your sexuality? Or does your girlfriend know that you do this? And all of the questions, like, the guy who's asking them obviously knows the answers to.
Yeah.
Because he hired these guys. But he's asking, like, for the benefit of the audience, like, for the purpose of the reality show. And it's super awkward. It makes no sense. And they only do it, like, 2 times in 8 episodes, and you're like, and it's like I forget what they call it. It's like getting it straight corner or like straight answers.
Setting the record straight, right, or something like that.
Super,
yeah.
Like, and it is clearly a device for this reality show format, and it makes no sense. And it's so.
They probably just realized it was a bad idea and let's not keep doing it, you know?
Well, they did that with the whole series.
Yeah.
The whole series makes no sense. And then on the final episode, There are two models who have been there the entire time.
Oh.
And it's Paul Cannon and Damien Kyle. And it's revealed that they're in a relationship.
Yeah.
And it's played in the weirdest way that it's like somebody's asking somebody else, oh, do you think that they're like, they're close? Yeah. Do you think they're closer than they should be? Maybe. And then they show like video footage of them cuddling or them kissing or whatever. And then they're in this like bonfire area where like it's all of the guys who are in this episode, which it starts with six and it ends with six, but they, some of them switch out throughout the season, quote unquote season. And then like it's revealed that the two of them are basically in a relationship.
Which they were.
From the beginning.
For like 2 years before this episode has started. Like they're saying, I love you. Like they got engaged.
Yeah, they
like,
did.
It's insane. And then somehow the episode devolves into a place where one of them is like, yeah, I don't like having, I'm not going to have sex with black dudes.
What?
And uses the term colored.
What? Like,
oh my God.
Wait, year was this?
This is like 2014, 15.
Why am I even asking that? But I just assumed it would have been older, like older than that.
Like 1960? Like,
yes.
Like it's so bizarre because it's like, I don't want to have sex with a colored guy. And you're like,
this. I thought it was going to be a weird twist where you're like, this episode, all of this was actually just as the internet was taking off.
Which is
this
even...
is the first real world of porn.
So then they're like of those like porn couples that were together for a long time and they're not anymore. And they have this like huge like breakup over Twitter. It's so stupid. My like after watching this, the only thing that this series gave me was this entertaining dive into the fuckery of their two personal lives. Uh-huh. And one of them, Paul Cannon, is like a men.com star.
He
like
is.
I was so surprised
who
to find
the
out
one that was like, I'm not fucking colored people. Like no.
Damien, that was Damien Kyle.
Oh yeah, that was the other one.
What did that even have to do with anything?
Nothing.
What a fucking
That's the thing with this reality show is that none of it made any sense.
It's like you could have even kept your racism secret, but you chose to not, you fucking asshat.
Yeah.
You're just a fucking weirdo.
Mm.
Good job.
Which like one of the models from episode 1 to episode 8 is black. And then, like, he was there the whole time, and he apparently didn't care. And then
because he probably knew. He was like, yeah, that's not a surprise.
And then, like, the photo guy is black. He who's also named Damien. Not that Damien Kyle's name is his real name, but his name was Damien. And he was like, I'm offended in, like, two interviews, but it never goes anywhere. It is the weirdest reality documentary thing I think I've ever watched.
Yeah.
Because I, at no point other than the faggots moment, which took me by surprise, and then the like, oh, and we're actually gay together moment, were interesting. Because the entire time I was like, why would anybody want to watch this other than out of research for a porn podcast?
Okay, well, so overall, you would not recommend?
No! Okay. Save your time.
I kind of felt like, as we were talking, I was like, he has to talk about this so that his research was merited.
Yeah,
and I am so sorry that you did that for nothing.
All right. Well, in that case, we are going to wrap this Power Top segment up. And
well, folks, there you have it. As we continue to look for a new producer, is it you? Let us know. We'll be bringing you a few more bonus episodes this summer with content that didn't make the original episodes. That's all for this one, but until next time, manage your time well, get rid of whatever isn't working for you, and don't forget to clear your browser history. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy the show, please rate us 5 stars on iTunes. It lets us know you're having a good time and helps others to find the show. You can also tweet or DM us. We're at BrowserPod across all social media platforms. And you can also find us individually at DammitRJ, at the.laura.j, and me at BikeMowers. Thanks.